welcome everybody to another 434 podcast. How you going, guys? It's Brendan Cooper here, known as The Box. I've got Chris Power to my right. Say hi, Power.
How's it going, guys?
And I've got Tyson Chowdhury, known as The Chow. Say hi, Tyson.
Hi, Tyson.
All right, guys, welcome to another successful night of wrestling tonight. We just watched Monday Night Raw, and I thought it was quite good. I was really intrigued by the Kane side of things. That was really, really funny. It's good to see that back. What was your take on tonight, Chow?
I really like the stuff with Kane.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea. It's a really good... but I would have loved to see Sting, but obviously he's a bit sore.
Yeah.
Up champions, but...
Yeah, unfortunately, it's supposedly he's out now for the rest of his career, basically, from this buckle bomb that he got on the weekend. So hopefully, fingers crossed, he makes a full recovery, but it doesn't look so good. Looking good for the Stinger. But no, yeah, you're right. It was a good one.
It's good to see Natalya back as well.
Yeah, Natty. Natty's good. Yep. Miss a bit of Natalya. Pal, how did you take on tonight's Raw?
Yeah, I really enjoyed Raw. I thought it was definitely a probably 8 out of 10. Just
an 8?
Probably an 8.
Yeah.
Top to bottom. Great show.
It was.
Loved the Kane parts. It's just pretty funny. And also loved New Day and Rusev.
Yeah, that was really good. That was some good stuff. It's funny how back in the day, Rusev was beating up all those black guys, and now he's a team with them.
That's all about the Tong Po. Up, up, down, down.
Oh, God. It was a really good Raw. We all enjoyed it. We're interested to see where this Kane, Seth Rollins thing's going. Obviously, it's going to lead to a match.
I hope so. I hope I see Kane versus Rollins Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, and the Chow's being an absolute dickhead right now, miming me.
What? I didn't do anything.
He never does anything. Too fucking perfect, you are.
I am.
Tonight, what we're covering, basically, is we're going to have a little rundown of Night of Champions, what we thought of the matches, how we thought of the general show. And we've actually got a new segment coming up where you, the audience, get to pick out some questions that you want to ask us. And we've already got a couple sent through to us privately. So if you want to hit us up on a question at all, hit us up on the Facebook page, the 434, or go to at 434 podcast, at the box 434, at the power 434, and at the chow 434. We're up for questions. We'd love to give you our feedback. We've got 35,000 odd followers, so you know we're trying to get bigger. We want to make this really, really good. Whether you like it, whether you don't, we really don't care.
We don't care.
We're here. We're big wrestling fans. We're having fun. So first off, we're gonna go straight into Night of Champions. So guys, how awesome was Night of Champions?
It was shit.
How was it shit?
It was awesome.
Sting lost, man.
Oh, you and your fucking love affair with Sting.
Sting
yeah. lost, but it was going to happen.
How good was his match, though, before he got injured? So good.
And you guys were bagging him. He's too old. Dude, fuck you guys.
Did you see Monty's face when he fucking went through the table?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm still in shock over that bump.
Man, we have a real big wrestling fan, mate, by the name of Monty Canungo, and he is... He sees all these fucking wrestling idols. Like, he's met up with... who did he see last year?
Everyone.
Jericho. Owens. He's a crazy guy. And, yeah, we had him over to watch the pay-per-view. And, yeah, just his facial expressions. He loves the business, man. And it was hilarious as fuck. I'd love to know what you guys thought about it, too. So send us maybe some questions on that and what you thought about it, which would be really cool. First off the night, we obviously saw the pre-show match, which no one really gave two fucks about.
I wasn't interested.
No.
I think the cool thing was we got Owens, new champion.
Yes, Owens, new champ. That's a good thing.
New Day retained.
You got to wait, man, for that.
Why?
You got to wait. You got to do it in line, in order.
What order? What order?
God, you got to do it in line. You got to do it in...
I'm not doing it in line.
We make the order.
We're skimming over Night of Champions. We don't want to be here for the next 3 hours talking about each match and dying.
WWE will be so mad.
I don't care.
You can't skip.
If I don't give a fuck if WWE is mad because they don't listen to us anyways.
Goddamn.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kevin Owens won. New Day retained. Woods went through a table. What else happened? Rollins lost his United States title.
John Cena!
Yes, to John Cena.
Thank God.
Sting lost.
It's a good thing John Cena won. Gotta love me some John Cena.
Yeah, you fucking fag.
What about Charlotte beating Nikki?
Yeah, that was a given anyways, really, wasn't it? I mean, after Raw, and she had to break, Nikki had to break the streak and everything else.
Wait until we get to that on Raw. Hashtag, we'll get to that.
Yeah, blow that out of the water sort of thing. Oh, shit.
You can't!
Just stop. So, yeah, Charlotte won, and it was all about her and Ric Flair, and yeah. It was an overall pretty good pay-per-view. I was very impressed. I rated it an 8 out of 10, so I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was a pretty good rating, yeah.
Some of the...
Wait, for what? Night of Champions?
Night of Champions, I rated it an 8 out of 10.
Wow. You're dreaming, son.
No, seriously. Compared to some of the other fucking pay-per-views we've had.
It was a 5.
Ooh.
A 5. That's because Sting lost. That's why you're sad. Let's be honest. Sting lost and got hurt in that night. It's a 5. You're doing a Bret Hart. It's 4 out of 10.
No,
we had Sheamus attempt to cash in. We had the return of Kane.
Yes.
We had the return of Chris Jericho.
It was boring and predictable.
Ooh.
Boring and predictable.
Hire him, WWE. He knows his shit.
Yes. Hire me, you motherfuckers.
Well, to be fair, I did predict Kane and Jericho.
You did. Have that little leak out there on the page.
Oh, wow.
That was so bad.
I can't believe we got it right.
Good. Yeah. It was really good. We predicted that, and we're awesome. Anyways, not a Champions was over and done with, and then we went to Monday Night Raw tonight. And start of the show was...
I feel like we're missing something from Night of Champions.
What, the Jericho? We've already gone through that. We've already touched on Sting. We've already touched on the Wyatts. We've already touched... we wish we could touch you.
Come here so we can touch you.
Sorry, we're basically at my house.
And we have a sexy Perth, housemate.
And I have a sexy housemate.
She does. She's sexy.
And
her name is Stacey, and you guys should stalk her on Facebook.
No, please don't.
Oh, wow.
She's from New Zealand. What are we
missing?
Do we make Roman Reigns look strong?
Oh, well, every time. No, because he lost.
Good. Best for business.
Best for business, Roman Reigns, is... Yeah. Well, actually, no, tonight he did really well. His promo, he was very vicious. I thought he stepped up his game. He's getting better.
So we skip to Raw now.
Yeah, he's getting better.
If we go to Raw, there was a good promo by Reigns.
Wyatt's just creepy,
good intensity.
Man.
Now,
what about the start of Raw? That was finally decent.
Yeah.
So they just...
Exactly.
Yeah, we didn't get no 20-minute dialogue.
Right outside Raw.
It was straight up good.
Mm.
No refs were getting involved. It was what we wanted.
Oh, they were trying to. Please stop. Please stop waving their hands on the side.
Teddy Long was the only one who was trying to stop the fight.
He's like, oh, tag team match, player.
You guys all know that.
And Undertaker.
If that was a year ago, the Authority would come out and be like, guys, stop fighting. It's going to be a tag team match.
It's because they don't care.
No.
They've given up as well.
Like, we care about Rollins and that's it.
Yeah.
And Cena. That was awesome.
Was good.
I love that start. Then it picked up with the Paige pipe bomb a little bit later.
That was a pretty good pipe bomb. She literally said everything we'd been thinking.
Yeah, that's true.
And complaining about online.
But it's too hard to compare it to AJ's pipe bomb though. Like,
it's completely different.
I think that's what the
WWE. Even compare it to. Who's comparing it? You are?
Have you not seen people on the Facebook page?
Idiots.
Have you not been reading your fans?
Today I didn't want to get spoiled.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
If you compare one pipe bomb with another, you're an idiot.
We're in Australia. We're a day behind.
Yeah,
so it's
that's
a bit,
true.
Not a, we're a day of, ahead of people.
Yeah, we are.
A day ahead, so. What?
We are 12 hours
ahead of New
York.
We're
about 15 hours in front of New York.
12.
And 12 hours in front of LA. 12 hours in front of LA.
Oh.
Dude, I was there like three weeks ago.
I feel like you weren't though.
I know, it was like, I went to Disneyland, that's it, I'm back.
Disneyland.
We're going to Disneyland.
Did you buy anything cool?
A jersey.
Yeah, I bought a jersey that someone keeps stealing.
Oh yeah.
What, like a
go to Chargers.
Disneyland one?
I bought my kids some stuff.
The Mickey Mouse hats.
He bought a Mickey
Mouse. I bought one
Mickey
of them
Mouse
for my kids.
Ears.
Yeah.
With the names on, did you get anything for me?
No.
Wow.
Because
they got a hug from Minnie.
I don't
Mouse.
Get anything for Blasians.
Oh wow.
I'm kidding, man. We love you. So yeah, no, Raw was decent. The Kane segments were quite good when you're having no idea what was going on.
Yeah, this guy brought us nothing back.
I know, he brought us nothing.
Why are we going off the subject? We're talking about Monday Night Raw. Because this was your friend,
and you literally brought us something. We said, wow.
Wow, you went to America, it's like, yeah, you didn't feel like you left because you came back with nothing.
Yeah, that's why. It's just, man, fuck you, man. Worst friend. This guy, I can't believe you actually didn't get us anything. I'm devastated.
I'm pretty upset.
I've only just come to terms with that now. It's like you never left.
I just realised.
I know.
I'm so sad.
I just realised. I am. I'm actually sad and depressed. I feel like I wasn't invited, and then I wasn't thought about. You didn't think about me.
You guys could just get fucked. Back to Raw. What we're supposed to be talking about?
How about that Kane segment backstage? The first one we saw.
The first one was funny. The first one was really good when he's just like, "Hi, Seth."
What did you think about it?
I was laughing my ass off, man. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. It's about time, though. Like, the gimmicks that he's had, like, obviously the devil's favourite demon, and then he was corporate Kane, and he was stale, and, you know, it was always...
now he's like the delusional...
Yeah, like, this is a different side of Kane we haven't seen. But they're ripping off the Abyss angle that they did in TNA. Abyss did the same thing with Joseph Parks. And Joseph Parks was like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, but I'm not Abyss, time, I'm not Abyss. Yeah, but
you never saw him come out as Abyss later in the night. It was just...
No, you did. No, Abyss you did.
Just, most of the time, Abyss was just gone.
There were times near the end of that storyline where Joseph Parks would say, no, it's not me, no, it's not me, and then all of a sudden Abyss came out.
Do you reckon those scenes...
WWE's going to do it better.
Oh, yeah.
Completely. The scenes that they had, like the segments, they were pre-taped, right?
No.
Then how did Kane get underneath the ring? If they weren't
pre-taped? Oh, that last segment.
No, the whole lot. Wouldn't he be under the ring from the start?
No. Because if you had a look, when they had... Everyone was focusing up on the screen, turn the lights on because the whites were on. The whites were on screen.
Oh, you reckon he snuck under there?
He snuck under there, yeah.
They have all the lights off, yeah.
He's so probably sniffing Seth Rollins'
pee. They run him out. They have like a group of people.
You remember that? Seth Rollins was under there and, as a shearer and he pissed under there, yeah.
What, so you're... Oh, so they're probably with a bunch of referees or something.
Yeah, they get like everyone dressed in black and they all duck and run to the ring and they're standing around the ring like they're moving stuff. They just pretend.
And they're helping.
Oh my God, where did he come from?
How does he cut through the ring?
He has scissors.
Yeah, but it's... Isn't it bloody... Springs and
no, because wood, that yeah, because when, probably when he's lying under there, he has something that he knows how to
like remove half the stuff, so it's just easy to.
It's just like probably it's always a little, the same square spot piece.
If you notice,
yeah, yeah. We're taking it as well.
It's always the same.
It's spot. The same spot. Yeah.
Always the same. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So what did we think about Raw, guys? What did we rate it out of 10?
I just really enjoyed it. Finally, Raw was good for once. It's been so stale. It was
better than last week's Raw.
It's been stale for a
while. That's not hard, though.
I can't even remember last week's Raw. There you go. I can't remember the week before that.
I mean, that
it just gets so stale.
That was over and done with very quickly after that whole Nikki Bella celebration and all that shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Bella impression.
Godfather got so upset with that.
Hashtag Godfather.
Who's the Godfather?
You know who the Godfather is. He's
the whole train.
No. That's what he thinks he is, but he really doesn't have a chance. He's gonna fuck you.
It's because he's white.
We're gonna
shout out to Nick.
Yeah. Shout out to Sean.
Shout
out to Nick. Shout out to Sean. Hey boys, how you doing? Shout out to the Don. Hopefully the Don comes back with flying colours too, after the passing of his dog, Trooper. We're thinking of you, man, so hopefully things go well with that too, and it all sorts itself out, and you're doing good. So, next we're going to take some questions. Now, I have a few in front of me. I've got Blake from Chicago here, and he asked me, when will John Cena be the 16-time WWE champion?
Ooh, good question.
Pal, what do you reckon?
What do I reckon?
You always do it every time.
I know, it's bad. Just shut up, just ask the question.
Well, honestly, I think John Cena will be the 16-time champion in 2016.
Yeah, that seems...
WWE likes their numbers, it'll look good on a shirt.
Ciao.
That's the way I see it.
Ciao, what do you think?
Well, then 2017, he'll be champion. The 16-time champion in 17.
You're just saying that because you want to be different to me, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just being
different.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, the thing about storyline-wise right now, what's going on? Do you really see him doing it? It's going to be a big thing.
What about if he wins the Rumble?
Then it'll be next year still. It'll be 2016. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, well. Because Rumble's in January.
But you guys heard now the possibility of...
Rumble's in January.
At Christmas.
I don't want to skip ahead or anything, but like with the whole Sting talks now, they're not sure if he can ever return. Maybe he can, he's not sure. It's too early right now. There's talks of having John Cena versus Undertaker WrestleMania Dallas for the title.
No, Baron Corbin.
No.
That would be sick.
What, John Cena?
Yeah, Taker wins the title, he wins the Rumble. Taker wins the Rumble.
Because either way you look at it, it would be like John Cena versus Taker is like a massive thing.
And if
John Cena beats Taker and he becomes the 16-time champion at Mania,
that'll be a big thing. That'll be a massive thing. That'll be pretty cool.
Because not only is he doing the 16th time, which is going to be a big, like, it's going to be huge when he does it. Ties with Ric Flair.
Well, things are in the
imagine
breaks.
If he does it against Taker.
No, but imagine if Taker wins the title.
Or if Taker beats Cena.
Yeah, and retires as champion.
For the title. And then retires
That's good.
Title.
Thanks very much, Blake from Chicago. It was a good question.
Look at that, we spun it off into something else.
Yeah. Wait, you didn't answer the question.
Yeah,
I don't care. I don't care what he's champion. You know how I feel about John Cena.
No, you have to answer the question, though.
I don't want him to be the 16-time champion.
That wasn't the question.
When will he be the 16-time champion? Never again.
You know WWE. When is it going to happen?
Never again.
He's no.
next week, okay? I don't know.
This guy.
I don't really care about John Cena, so...
Well, you have to answer the question.
Okay. Blake from Chicago.
Malake wanted to know.
He will be the champion in 2016.
Where?
What city? What pay-per-view?
And why? And how?
Payback.
And why?
What, when, why, and how?
And who?
Oh my god.
And what gimmick?
The chain.
What colour will his shirt be?
Orange.
Ooh.
No, you won't keep orange.
I reckon it'll be black and red.
White.
White.
Black and red.
White.
No, it'll be gold.
Gold. Like, all gold.
It'll be black and gold.
Yeah.
No, it's blue and black.
What about pink? No, he's already had pink, hasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's probably got a pink shirt coming out now for the breast cancer awareness.
Boobie.
Okay, next question from our fans, because we're going off tangent again. Tiffany from Florida asks, which NXT star will go to the main roster next?
Baron Corbin. No, I take that back.
Good, you should. You're wrong.
I'm going to say Sami Zayn.
Yeah, no.
Because let's pretend he's still NXT. I'm going to say Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn would probably be the obvious choice, I reckon. Well,
maybe we'd go straight after Kevin Owens.
But maybe Hideo.
No, I don't think he's ready, to be honest. He's not. He was pretty green still on NXT. He was only just...
What do you mean green?
Did you say
Kenta was green?
Kenta is...
No, not...
Motherfucker!
Just offend everyone.
Let me speak.
He's like a 16-year vet.
Kenta's amazing.
Then what are you talking about? Are you drunk?
I wish I was.
Fuck.
You'd have to listen to
it. If you guys been watching NXT...
You can't just say he's still green. You're wrong.
He's green for the American audience.
So?
They're not going to just bring him up to the main roster.
Yeah, no,
they're trying to adjust him to the American style and all the everything.
Yeah, but it's stupid because NXT is completely different to WWE. So he's going to have to relearn again. It is.
Well, it's not. Why do you think they're in NXT? Why do you think Triple H puts them there? Because it's a smaller scale size.
Completely different, though. They're completely... It's his own company. It's completely different. It's different.
It's bad call, pal.
You guys.
Who do you reckon's coming up next? Ciao.
Joe.
He's not leaving NXT.
Joe.
We'd like to see Joe there.
I'd love to see Joe there.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Me either, but I think it'd be awesome. I reckon Joe's next champion. I think he's the next. Balor.
Yeah, Balor.
Once Balor loses the title to Joe, Balor's going to go up.
How cool would that entrance be?
At Mania
or something like that, yeah.
If
everyone gets into it and it really takes off.
Well, think how cool the Bray Wyatt was, remember 2 years ago with the scarecrows?
Yeah.
Imagine that, but with all the demons, man. And pitch black, you know, instead of daytime like they did. With the other thing that came out during daytime. Just
that was bad.
Thank you very much, Tiffany.
Sting
for
was Japanese.
Sting was Japanese.
The drama.
Nick from London has asked us, who do you expect a title change? Oh, sorry, what's that question?
Do you expect a title change when NXT comes to London?
Oh.
For the NXT TakeOver special.
There you go, yeah. I wish that question was written properly. Sorry.
I think that's what he means.
Yeah.
Because he's from London and he's saying he's city.
Why are you making fun of London?
No, I'm just saying.
We love London.
Speak like you're from London.
I'm not speaking like this.
Are you from London?
Oh, there we go.
Hello. I'm from London. Is that a London?
No, that's not.
Londonish?
No, that's like someone on... Yeah, no. yes, I do.
Yes, you do what? Read the question again. You fucked it up.
Do you expect a title change when NXT comes to my city in London?
For what title?
Any title. NXT TakeOver Special.
In London.
Oh, well, obviously, you have to pick a title.
I'm going to say the...
I think the women's...
The world title. It won't be Bayley's.
Bayley
will have it for a while. It'll be
NXT. Tag. Or the world.
Tag.
The Vaude Villains is still the tag champs at the moment.
I agree. The tag title needs a change. I'm not digging
Vaude. No, but you know what?
But we keep it fresh if they change
it. You can't have Enzo and Cassio because there's two baby faces.
Why not?
That's because it's just a stupid match.
Wait, did you not see John Cena versus Daniel Bryan? Two baby faces?
It can happen.
Oh, Daniel Bryan can suck a dick.
Oh.
I hate Daniel Bryan.
Wow.
So you're the kind of guy that goes, no! No.
No, I just...
He just said no.
I just want him to just not come back anymore.
Oh, that hurts.
I don't care.
Probably would not be impressed.
Nick from London, thank you very much for that question.
You didn't answer the question.
I did. I just told you. I said yes. I said yes. There's my answer. What? Yes. Yes.
Be descriptive. You're a host.
He didn't ask what match. He just said, do you expect a title change? I said yes.
To be fair, fans, be descriptive.
Pick a title.
Pick a title and be detailed.
Oh, my God. Now you're insulting the fans.
Well, they fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked up.
Robbie from Brisbane in Australia. G'day, mate. Australia. Hey, gal, mate. Should WWE sign anyone from Ring of Honor?
Oh, yeah, mate. I think they should.
That was the worst imitating accent of an Australian, and you are Australian.
You already speak Australian.
You're Australian. Be Australian.
I've no idea what you guys are on about.
With Australian accent. What?
Moose.
Oh, yeah, Moose is pretty good.
After seeing that match at the All-Star Extravaganza and that no DQ match against Cedric Alexander, that was really, really cool. Such a big guy, can move really well, can take a lot of heat.
Moose.
We love Moose.
Moose. Hawaii!
Apple watches!
Chow, who do you reckon should be signed? Do you reckon Moose as well?
Charlotte Shorts. What's his name? Charlotte Shortman.
The real man. What's his name?
The real man.
The real man, yeah.
The real man, Charlotte Shorts.
With Charlotte Shorts.
Oh, I don't know.
Charlotte Shorts, man.
How about the guy that he versed with the boys?
Yeah, the boys.
If that dude came up with that gimmick, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But the boys.
I've got his name. It's on the tip of my tongue. Can't remember.
Charlotte Short, boy. Charlotte Short. Boy. No, I'd love to see...
Dalton Castle.
Yes, Dalton Castle.
Nah, see, I'm...
He versus... Oh, I can't think of the guy's name now. Charlotte Short Man was...
Charlotte Short Man.
Tyson, tell everyone why you're calling this man Charlotte Short Man.
Because he's such a big, strong man like Charlotte.
He's the last real man.
He's the last real man. He's jacked and he's hairy.
Real man.
But then he has these tiny little Charlotte shorts with his... And it's just damn, man. Just Charlotte
shorts. They were really small.
They were really
Silas
tiny.
Silas Young,
that's the one.
They're really tiny.
I thought it was the face when I first watched it.
Yeah, I thought it was as well.
And then all of a sudden, Dalton Castle comes out with the boys and everyone's cheering for him and going, that's my... Hang on, what's going on
here? Yeah, I was like, what is this?
No, but I can have anyone come up from Ring of Honor. AJ.
Okay, because...
Oh, No,
because we're in Australia, we don't really get much chance to watch Ring of Honor, so this was like a really big thing for us.
Why you say none of my ideas?
You know who I want in NXT?
AJ Styles.
Yeah, he's not going to come. Maybe, but it'd be awesome.
Mm.
Of course it would be.
I want Jay Lethal. That dude's amazing.
Did you not see his promo against Ric Flair back in TNA?
Oh, that was the best thing in the world.
But you can't have two RKOs in WWE.
His is better.
Because he flips. Everything's better with the flip. You know how good a stunner would look if he flipped first? If Austin just flipped?
Oh, he might be able to teach John Cena how to do the flipping stunner.
Yes, but AJ...
I think, regardless who, if anyone from Ring of Honor comes up, they've just The record shows if you come from Ring of Honor, you're good. Just
if you come from New
Just to Japan. Name a few.
I really like the Briscoe brothers too, though.
Oh, they are awesome. They're... I'd love to see them come up.
Oh, and the Young Bucks, man.
The Young Bucks, cool. Of course. The Young Bucks.
Super kick!
did you, it was so funny when Christopher Daniels fucking popped Maria in the side of the ring.
Oh, Christopher Daniels.
Oh, wow.
Kazarian. Bad addiction, what are they called? Bad addiction?
Yeah.
Addiction?
Yeah. No, just the addiction.
The addiction, yeah. They're awesome. I've loved them since TNA. Yeah. They're just really good together.
Awesome question, Daniels. Robbie from Brisbane. Thank you very much for that.
I love how this is just... We're going off into different worlds.
Yeah, it's really cool. Brett from New York, he asks... Who's your favourite diva on Raw currently and why?
Ooh.
Tyson?
It's simple. Who's the best wrestler in the world?
Sasha Banks.
The boss.
Agreed.
Absolutely. She's the best. She's the best wrestler in the world.
She's the boss. She's legit.
She's amazing. At
the
moment,
she's the best.
She's amazing. Yeah.
She's the best.
Mm. She's I'm still...
Beyond her years and she's...
Eva Marie. No, I'm kidding. Ooh. Fuck that. I'd get shot for saying that out loud properly.
Eva Marie.
I wouldn't want to kill a guy, but if I had to.
No, fuck that. Definitely, definitely Sasha.
Yeah,
definitely.
Sasha's the win.
Sasha.
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks.
The boss.
Sasha Banks.
Sasha.
Sasha, you're looking lovely, Sasha.
Or Howard Finkel's pretty good too.
Tash from Perth. Oh, local girl.
Whereabouts in Perth?
Whereabouts in Perth?
We'd like to know that.
Messages.
How you doing?
What's up? How you doing?
What's going on with Kane, she asks. Hey. What's going on with Kane?
I would like to ask you the same thing, Tash. What is going on with Kane? Because I don't know, but you know what I do know? I fucking love it.
You know what, Tash? How about you come around and we talk about it?
Still on the lap, talk about the first thing that pops up. Hey!
You know what? We're going to look behind your ears? Your ankles.
You city bastard.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Tash. If you're offended, I don't care. Lee from...
No, wait.
What do you guys think about Kane?
You've got to let me answer.
Well, where do you want to go from there?
What do you guys think is going on with Kane?
I
think he's having fun.
Finally.
Finally.
Oh, yeah, I think he's enjoying his job. I think his trip to Hawaii was awesome.
He's come back fresh and healthy.
He's come back fresh. He looks good.
He's got rid of that damn Apple Watch. Thank God, that shit.
Yeah, now he's switched over to Android. He's a lot better. He's a lot happier.
Bit carefree.
And he's doing the Tombstone again, which is always awesome.
Mm.
And he's got fire again. He's got the mask.
And he's spinning off and he's playing dumb.
I love it. And you're not going to mess with him.
No. And he always looks jacked when he puts the suit. I don't know what it is. He always just looks jacked.
I hope he changes his suit a little bit.
I will, like I said on at Night Champions, the suit he wore when he won the tag team titles with Rob Van Dam when he was
that one was cool. That one was cool.
And the Brothers
but of Destruction. I want something similar from his Attitude Era, but like
yeah,
but mixed like in with today's design.
Like half Kane mixed with
the yeah, like but half
Brothers of Destruction. I want like yeah, like
when
that.
They came out with Sarah on the monitor, yeah. Just keep rolling and rolling. Yeah, when they came out with that, and they versed the Alliance and add that Spider yeah. Series like that Kane.
Yeah,
with the yeah, he, like the he black
jacked.
Mask.
He was there. Jacked.
Yeah, man, and he had and it was like
the red yeah, no,
red flames, and it was that was cool, man.
And I get that people say you know he doesn't want to go back to the old mask because he can't breathe or something. Just convert, like add the old style mask. But with a new breathing part to it.
Mm.
So he can breathe better, but at least the design is the old school awesome.
Did you cool. See that promo when he did, he impersonated Hulk Hogan?
With The Rock?
Yeah, yeah and The Rock. On and The Rock's Smackdown. Like, and he's like, and 10,000 Canaanites. And The Rock's like, what?
The dude's amazing.
Yeah, he's like, what you gotta do?
When the Canaanites run wild on you.
I love Kane. He's a Hall of Famer.
So
for sure.
To answer your question, Tash, what's going on with Kane? Everything,
and I think it's his last run. I think it's his final run.
Nah, he's staying forever. Don't say that.
You reckon? I don't know. I think it's his final.
The dude's looked after himself. He's good. He's also got his own business on the side.
He's very intelligent.
Yeah.
He's very smart.
He's looked after himself. He's a
very smart man. Mm.
Insurance.
His daughter's quite a hottie.
Mm. Not as hot as Mick Foley's daughter.
Ooh. You know, he was born in Spain.
Yeah. He speaks Spanish fluently.
He's Spanish. Wow, I didn't know that.
Doesn't drink alcohol, but Stone Cold says he's the funniest guy backstage. And I believe it.
Oh yeah, it's always
He's good.
Wouldn't you love to
be back? He's very diverse.
Yeah. You'd love to be backstage, wouldn't you? Like, but imagine being backstage back at that Attitude Era. Like,
damn, man.
Imagine when Vince coming in and saying, I don't give a shit what you do. Just beat these pricks on Monday night. Do whatever you want. Imagine that. They're having free reign. Imagine the locker room chat. The parties, man.
Be a fly on the wall in that room.
Oh, man. The shit that they would that way.
Yeah.
Actually, we got one of the guys. I'm just checking on the Facebook page right now. And one of the guys on there has made a statement about Kane. And it reads this. It says, the Big Red Machine is one of WWE's most diabolical mutants. While not every moment of Kane has been memorizing, Kane gets for working with WWE for close to 18 years, or two decades, and not to mention, I do give the devil his due, and Kane's pyro used to scare the crap out of me. You know, that was always always really, really scary. You know, you got to give the devil his due. Kane has busted his ass and has done everything they've asked for nearly two decades.
It's not above and beyond.
And he's really owned his character. You know, he's made
flip,
it his.
He can flip the switch, go from funny to serious.
But he's really, he believes his character. He believes he's the badass that he really is. You know, when the pyro, they used to go off. Remember when they switched the commentators to at the bloody stage?
Yeah.
You know that? And every time he used to blow up, he used to blow JR through. Every fucking time. Because right behind him, and even King would be like, because right next to the fucking pyros.
I used to hate when the announce table was up there.
Oh, there was that was the when the brand split.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah.
That was
And stupid. It was Michael Cole and Taz on SmackDown. And
JR. Like, yeah, that was stupid.
Because then the Spanish announcers were at the ring.
It was just stupid.
Yeah.
I do not know how long they did that for and why. But
well, they couldn't see the... Because they were on the angle.
I couldn't see them either.
They couldn't see. Like, but they couldn't see the ring.
I could just hear the coach and I was happy.
Yeah, the coach.
Yeah. Jonathan Coachman.
I thought when Stone Cold just stutter him.
Or, when he was Bischoff's bitch. Yeah. And he used to make him go around.
Or you'd get thrown into the wall. And The Rock would always make
him dance or fucking sing or something.
Here at the Copa. Copa Cabana.
Get your monkey ass out of
Oh, yeah. Thanks, good Tash from Perth. That was a really good question. Lee from Washington, D.C. Who will Brock Lesnar face at WrestleMania 32 in Dallas?
Ooh.
Tough question.
I'm going with The Rock.
Really?
Yep.
The rematch.
Yep. The rematch that never happened.
The rematch. Well, shit. Don't know. I guess we'll know Vince definitely that it won't be Stone Cold after the podcast, I guess.
Yeah, well, Vince wants to fill the 100,000 stadium. Last year was only 75. He's got to
fill I think the only 25. Plausible person would be The Rock.
Well, they,
the I mean, Rock, who the else Rock, would face him?
The Rock mentioned it a year ago on an interview.
Yeah.
He said that apparently they were going to have the match.
Yeah.
Well, so, fingers crossed it happens.
Yeah. Well, I would love to have them. Oh, they're going to get 100,000 people there, man. They just will. And they'll
book Trips it out. Trips versus Rollins.
Yeah, but you have... Look, I hope...
You got to flip the switch. The Rock's not going to be wrestling too much longer if he does. He's doing movies. He's getting older.
No, but he'll just keep doing what he's doing, man. There's no reason why he can't do both. The shape
exactly,
that is in.
Exactly, but like, it'd just be awesome. This is the time, 100,000 people in the stadium.
Yeah.
Rock versus Brock.
But then, just where do they go after that? After 100,000 people?
Vince can work that out later.
Do you start going to different countries and doing it?
Ooh.
Imagine Wembley. Where that would be Wembley's, what's that, 80,000 people in the stadium, and then all your seating as well.
Yeah.
110. Or you go to Spain and go like the Nou Camp, which is 100,000 people as it is.
Yeah.
Then you fill in the ground. So this the MCG, man, 100,000 people. Imagine filling in the MCG.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a thing, you know, maybe for the first time ever you go to...
Hopefully we can, like, next 10 years, biggest. You never know.
Well, that's what I mean. Awesome.
Well, maybe next the NXT would be the next one.
I think, well, that's what I think, man, because...
MCG, fill it out.
England, well, I think NXT...
Well, even Etihad Stadium.
That's where it would be.
Yeah, because it's closed roof.
Yeah,
yeah, that's where it would be. And I think Australia's next.
Mm.
It'll go...
Emma will win the Divas title.
Obviously, it's in England. I think they'll do Asia, and then they'll do Australia.
No, we sell more tickets than Asia.
Not what? In like Japan, oh, I guess. No, every dungeon.
Every time they've come here for the state house shows, we've sold more than Asia.
Mm.
And they make the most money come to Australia.
Well, that's what I think will happen.
So I think they will do England first.
Yeah.
Then I think they'll do Australia. But I think it's realistically, Australia for WrestleMania in probably the next 10 years, it's pretty up there.
Yeah,
I'd say about 80%, honestly.
I mean,
Vince wants to go bigger and bigger every time.
Well, why not? And they've done it. Like, I think they're getting some.
I would love to have a WrestleMania here, so I don't have to pay $4,500 just to get there.
Yeah,
I'd love to have the MCG. Like, but you think there's so many other stadiums there that you haven't? It's called a worldwide MCG.
Perth's new stadium coming out in 2 years.
Not a chance.
It's supposed to fit about 60,000-80,000 in there.
Yeah, it's not coming to Perth.
No, it would never come to Perth.
Who earns? No, it won't.
No, well, that's what I think, man. And like,
it'd be Sydney or Melbourne. It'll probably be
Melbourne for sure, man. And you know what? Who's in Melbourne? Who's coming to Melbourne in the next November?
Rhonda.
Rhonda's coming.
Rhonda's already here.
Well, Rhonda was here doing promo work, but she's gone back to the States. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Then she's doing the training. But who's fighting here? Rhonda.
Yeah, Rhonda Rousey.
Right? And
who loves Rhonda Rousey?
We all know she's a... Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know how close Vincent. With WWE she is.
They'll be like, oh, look, Rhonda Rousey sold out.
Rhonda's gone Melbourne. There. Exactly.
We can sell out Melbourne.
Exactly.
Think we of how much 70, revenue 000. That is, yeah.
Fucking oath, man. Because you got all the people coming.
Yeah.
Dude, you got heaps, man. I think Manny needs to be. They need to take it out on the road. You know, America's had it for 30-odd years now. Let's take it to all the big cities around the world. Because when was the last time Australia had a pay-per-view? Rebellion. Was that it? And it was Edge and Rikishi.
Global Warming Tour.
Global Warming Tour.
2002.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Was
Triple H versus The Rock versus Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, yeah. Versus
Brock. And then... Edge and Rikishi versus someone else, and then
Billy
and Chuck. Was it Billy and Chuck?
I don't know.
Chris Jericho was here. We also had Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, we had heaps of people here, man.
It was a massive show.
Yeah, because I had the video of it, the VHS.
They did. I had that too. Yeah.
So you guys, they did that.
I've actually got that in my room.
Yeah,
I could easily come back here.
Mm.
And that was
come back to Australia, WWE. And
we make you money.
Well, just think. Imagine if you put Brock on the card, especially here. Oh my
God.
Brock was big back then. Yeah. That's all you need on a card, man. If you say Brock, the people are going to flock to that shit all day long. And Mania, they'll sell out that way. They'll get 100,000 people to this one as well.
Thank you very much, Lee, for that question. That was really, really cool. Good convo. Last question we have for the evening is Amy from Philly, from Philadelphia, old ECW town. She asks, if you could put two random guys together currently on the roster to form a tag team, who would it be and why?
Oh,
good question. I like that question. I've got no idea, but I like that question.
I would put Wade Barrett and Sheamus together.
What, like a European Union or something?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Well, get them to come in. They're not really doing anything by themselves.
But Sheamus is the next WWE champion.
Nah, stuff that. Just get rid of it.
Out of everyone on the roster, you pick fucking...
Currently, who's doing nothing.
No, not doing nothing, just...
Anyone.
Well, I'm thinking about they're going to go into a tag division, right? Because I'm gonna assume this question is talking about the current tag division.
Mm.
So that's who I'll pick.
All right, well, Chow, what do you reckon?
Brock and Owens.
That's...
Imagine that. Just imagine for a second. How fucking badass a tag team would be with Brock Lesnar and Kevin Owens.
They wouldn't get along.
That would be power trip.
That's why it would get...
That would be power trip.
Exactly. That's why it would work so well, because they would fuck... They couldn't stand each other, but they would just dominate over everybody. But they can't stand each other. They would never tag each other in. They'd always slap each other, and they would never get along.
It'd be a great 6 to 8 week program.
Exactly. And they would just fucking dominate everyone, right? But they can't stand each other. And you'd set up a match after they finally snap.
If that was your end game, just to get them to fight each other, that'd be a pretty cool scenario.
Yeah. That would be fucking sick, man.
And I could just see them, like, Owens would do something, he'd slap Brock and be like, that's how you do it.
And he'd be
yelling at him, like giving what, Brock pointers.
Like what Brothers of Destruction did.
Yeah.
I remember they versed Funaki and who's the other guy?
Do you remember when Taker...
Michinoku.
Do you remember when Taker was showing Kane how to do that last ride?
Yeah.
And he did it to, was it Taka Michinoku or something? Taka Michinoku, and then Kane threw him up over his head and just flew him, like, completely backwards and
the
like,
alley-oop bomb
no but just like let go of him
the alley-oop, yeah alley-oop,
and the guy and he fell out of the ring and Kane's like whoops and Taker's like laughing
that's
some good stuff
that's it when they did that I can just imagine that happening
well
and It's like Rock and Sock. They don't want to be tagged at the start, right? But they win the tag team titles by accident. They don't want to fuck it, and they're forced to be a tag team, forced to defend. They can't, they're really sick. They can't stand each other. And they just, they finally, it just explodes.
What, like...
And it's a street fight, like, Kevin Owens and Brock Lesnar.
Well, like, Joe and Balor is at the moment.
Yeah, but...
Similar.
They're a lot more...
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot more... Like, because they're both stuck-up pricks. They're both assholes.
Mm.
They're both, you know, they both can't...
And they both know it too.
Yeah, exactly. They're both cocky because they're the best.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why it would work so fucking well, man. Brock and Owens. I would dig that, man. That would just be... And they're tag team champions. And you just... Yeah. Like, and but one would leave. So it'd be a handicap match for both the tag team titles. And they would still win. They couldn't lose the titles. Even if they tried.
I'm actually really keen on... tag team of Cesaro and Randy Orton. Now, hear this out, right? Ready?
Yeah, you're going to have to sell me on this.
Cesaro
one.
Swing.
I'm not buying it yet.
Cesaro swing, right? 5-6 times, bang. Then flips him back up over his head into an RKO as a finisher.
That's what they did to Rusev.
What they did to Rusev. I could see that as a tag team run. That'd be pretty cool, I reckon. And Randy Orton has been in the singles competition for so long, and Cesaro isn't really getting a push. Why not put them together? Put them together, bring up the tag team division even more than it is now.
I think
they can have some quality good matches.
I could see them doing that.
I could see.
It's bad. I could see them doing that.
It'd be quality matches. Yeah. Can you imagine it? The Dudleys, the New Day, the Primetime Players, and you got Orton and Cesaro.
The Swiss Viper.
The Swiss Vipers. Well, it's better than Nucha level. Nucha level. Fuck it.
Nucha level.
Lucha Neville. Get it right.
Yeah, but what about... Don't you reckon that'd be too much like Edge and Randy?
I liked Rated RKO. I really digged it, and I wish they could have stayed around, but Trips obviously hurt himself, so they...
Didn't Jericho and Randy do a tag team?
No, it was Jericho and Edge.
Jericho and Edge. Yeah.
And Edge hurt himself.
And then Jericho did Jericho and Big Show. And
he swapped Edge for Big Show, and it was Jerry Show. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then the Big Show and Miz.
Yeah, that was cool as well. Show Miz.
Mm.
The Big Miz.
I remember when Miz and John Morrison were together.
John Morrison's cool, man.
Oh, dirt I miss Johnny Mundo.
He's not dead, man.
I know, but like, if the WWE can bring back two guys, it'd be John Morrison and Drew McIntyre.
Ooh.
All right. What about this then? What about a deceased wrestler?
Oh, Eddie. Easy.
That was mine as well. I was going to say Eddie and anyone.
Eddie and no one else.
Eddie and everybody else could go with Eddie. Yeah. All right. Apart from Eddie? Yeah.
Ooh.
And an NXT guy. So dead legend and a guy from...
Roddy Piper.
No. I reckon the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
And who else?
Baron Corbin.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Was that your one too?
No, just Baron Corbin. He doesn't even like...
He's the lone wolf. He doesn't want to be a tag team. Look at him with Rhino.
Oh, Rhino's just... Rhino, ugh. Man, Rhino's so much better. Can you imagine an end of days
with an elbow drop from the top rope?
Yeah, but...
End of days.
What about...
Dusty and Cody Rhodes.
No, you could... No, they did that. They did the Maz tag team against Randy. Mm. Well, was it Randy? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the Texas Bulldog.
No, it was a Shield. It was the Shield.
The Shield.
The Shield versus Dusty and the Brotherhood.
Yeah, Dusty and the Brotherhood. Yeah.
What are you, pal?
I've got no idea.
Deceased.
Mm.
What about, like...
That's a tough one.
Adrian Adonis. Adrian Adonis and Tyler Breeze.
What about Test? Bring him back.
Test and Albert.
You can't have Test and Albert.
But I want some TNA.
Test and Big Cass.
Test and Big Cass.
That'd be different. Two big Interesting. Giants.
Was Test 7 foot as well?
Yeah, he was 6'7", 6'9".
He was huge, man. Yeah. What are you... Car crash or what? Is that what he does?
How about this one?
Drugs.
Umaga and Rusev.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, Umaga and Rusev. Both
talking to each other.
You stupid idiot.
And then just super kick each other.
That would Umaga would just be like, yeah, tongue poking out, just yelling at him.
That would be awesome.
That would be so funny. just yell.
Yeah, yeah, come up with
but a good idea. But they were super serious and they weren't like some stupid little laughing gimmick.
Oh, not like that.
But we could laugh at
Kozlov that. And Santino.
Oh, God.
But Santino was awesome, though.
Santino was awesome. What if I could... Where's the bomb? That was the funniest.
Dude, that one's... Umaga and Rusev's the... You know how funny that would have been.
Oh, wow.
I think Umaga and Rusev deserves a post on the page later today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah,
we'll make that happen.
How funny.
Mm. All right, guys. Oh. Thank you very much for that. That was really, really cool. We want to hear more questions from you. So send any questions you want to our page. Hit us up on Twitter. See the links there. We're really, really keen to keep this going. We're really, really enjoying it. We hope you guys like it. At the end of the day, on the box, he's the power. That's the chow. And have a good night, guys.
Be good. Stay safe.
Don't drink and drive.